You're way too hot to be a hot mess friend, and getting organized is the fast track to creating a life you love. Welcome to the Get Organized for Good podcast, where we maximize our productivity, cultivate purposeful habits, and have more fun. I'm your host, Corinne Morahan. I'm a professional organizer and business strategist, and I went from being stressed out and annoyed all the time to living my best life and running my dream business. I did that by finally getting organized, and I want to help you do the same. So let's do the damn thing. Today's episode is going to be another tactical one. When I did a poll to my Instagram audience of what you wanted me to chat about on the podcast, sentimental clutter came up over and over again. One person said, sentimental stuff. I have so much for my three kids and I probably keep it because my childhood was awful. Another person asked, how do I let go of items from my parents and grandparents? So let's talk about it. I am a surprisingly sentimental person. And it's surprising because I don't keep much, but what I do keep matters so much to me. I have the very first card that my husband ever gave to me. If someone sends me flowers, I keep the note that comes with it and I use it as a bookmark so I can be reminded in the simplest of moments how much I am loved. The first comment that I shared with you resonated a lot with me because I also didn't have the happiest of childhoods. So I get it. But I have a really happy childhood memory that I want to share with you. One day in the third grade, there was a field trip that I really wanted my mother to come on, and she couldn't come with me. And the field trip was to get all dressed up. I had this like amazing long sleeve pink plaid dress that like went down to the ground, kind of flared out. We were going to see a show at the Kennedy Center. I grew up in the DC area and my mom couldn't come and I was so bummed, but she got me a pearl necklace that was probably like $3 from the equivalent of Claire's at the time, but it was so amazing. I felt so special that I had this like long string of fake pearls. Also, side note, this is just a lesson on how as parents, when we feel like we are letting our kids down, we can make a beautiful moment from it. But I still have that pearl necklace because it was such an important moment. And I love hard and I have big feelings, but all of my sentimental items, like all of them that I have, including old yearbooks, could probably fit in two plastic tote boxes. I do not have a lot, but I do have some. My grandmother was so fabulous. She was just incredible. And I have a few items from her, but everything that I have is either on display or something that I use. I have some beautiful artwork that are paintings of Paris that I have hanging up in my entryway and one in my bedroom. I have a purse of hers that I got refurbished and I actually carry. So these are items that are sentimental, but they are actually on display and I use them. And I'm sharing this because I want you to know that when we keep every single thing that might have some meaning to us, like any other item in our home, it simply becomes clutter. And instead of being able to enjoy it and appreciate it, it stresses us out. So when I'm talking about sentimental clutter, I mean items that were given to you by family and friends or stuff from your childhood or items from your kids, either current items if they're still little or items from their childhood if they're out of the house. And most often when I am talking about sentimental clutter, I'm referring to items that we're not currently using because we wouldn't categorize that as clutter, right? The items of my grandmother's, for example, that I just referenced, those are not clutter because they're hanging on my wall and I carry that purse. But I mean those items that you are keeping solely because of the memory and the meaning, like the pearl necklace. Now, I'm never going to wear that necklace, so you could potentially categorize it as clutter if I had a million examples of those, but I have one. So sentimental clutter are those things that we're keeping because of the memory that we're not, and we're not using it. And many of us have way too many of these things. My goal for my kids when they move out of the house one day is to also to be able to give them like two plastic bins worth of items from their childhood, including scrapbooks and their photo albums, a couple of their baby items. Not much, not nothing, because I am a little bit sentimental, but enough that it's perfectly contained. They could go through it easily, but they could also throw it all out if they don't want any of it. They are not under any obligation to keep it. Now, this is super important because when I start talking about getting rid of sentimental items, people immediately like freeze up and get stressed out. And I want you to know that you are in control of what you keep and what you get rid of. No one is going to come to your house and tell you what you need to get rid of. But similarly, people also can't tell you what you have to keep. You are an adult and you are the boss of these decisions. And I have every confidence in you that your heart knows what to keep and what to toss. And that can either feel terrifying to have that level of control, or it can actually feel really freeing. Now, sentimental clutter is hard to part with for a number of reasons. And I found this study out of Yale School of Medicine so interesting. It said that for many, letting go of sentimental items is literally painful, meaning that for some of us, parts of our brain associated with physical pain are triggered when trying to part with certain items. So I do not fall into that category. So it is easier for me to get rid of sentimental items. So if that resonates with you, if you have such a hard time getting rid of sentimental items where it feels physically painful, you're not imagining that. That is an actual medical phenomenon. So give yourself some grace. Now, I don't want you to then use that as an excuse to keep everything, because what I know for sure is that keeping too many of these sentimental items is weighing you down. It's causing you stress and it's not allowing you to enjoy those items that truly are special, that you might have moments of being able to go through. I can take out that pearl necklace anytime I want to. I know exactly where it is. I can look at it. I can think of it if I want to. We often infuse our junk with the spirit of a moment in time, and we associate the tangible with the intangible, such that our junk becomes the object upon which we project our internal experience. This is what came out of that study. So as you approach sentimental items, my biggest tip is this: try to separate the memory from the item itself. And remember that the memory lives in you. If at some point I decide to throw out this pearl necklace, I will not ever be throwing away the memory. The memory lives in me forever and always. The feelings of that moment. I don't need to hold that necklace in my hand to know that. I can if I want to, but I have countless other good memories for which I do not have anything tangible. I don't need anything tangible. The memory lives in me. This is also why I love photographs. And I don't have a ton of them, but I think a photo in some way captures the memory of a moment so much more than any object ever can. So really remember that the memory lives in you, not in the item. And if you can do that for a specific item, you will be able to purge that item. And if you can't, if you cannot separate that out, it feels like that item is the memory, then that might be one that you hold on to forever. But you do not need to keep items out of fear or guilt or shame. You are free to get rid of any and everything you want to. It does not mean you are throwing away that person. It doesn't mean you are throwing away that moment. It doesn't mean you are throwing away that memory. It just means you are throwing away the tangible item or donating it. If someone in your family is making you feel that way, then they can keep the item in their home. You can say to them that you understand where they are coming from, that you are on a journey of paring down what you have, and you would happily give that item to them to keep forever, but that you will not be taking on the burden of keeping that forever. Nobody else can tell you what to keep in your home. There is also a false belief, primarily from those in older generations, that their items or their parents' items have a ton of monetary value. And so what people are holding on to for sentimental reasons, they've convinced themselves also are very monetarily valuable. And in most cases, it's simply not true. And I remember the surprise of my mom and my aunt, her sister, when their mother passed away, my grandmother, the fabulous one. My grandfather had passed away many years prior. And they brought in a couple auction houses to see how valuable the items in their home were, because they had, you know, these beautiful rugs from Asia and beautiful vases. And there were a couple things that were valuable. They had a harp in their home. It was very cool. That was worth some money. But the reality is most of it was worth absolutely nothing and ended up in a dumpster. So if you are holding on to things because you think they are valuable, take the step, call in someone from an auction house, actually get some items appraised if that will be the thing that will help make it easier for you to get rid of. But oftentimes we know the things that are not worth anything and you can donate them. And if they're truly trash, just get rid of them with no guilt. I really encourage you to explore your feelings behind and the reasons for holding on to items, because it's not the same for all of us. So for the person that said she's holding on to so much stuff from her three kids because her childhood was awful, I really do get that. But when we take a step back, we see clearly that holding on to items does not erase the pain of our own terrible childhood. And it actually doesn't do anything to enhance our relationship with our own children, right? It oftentimes is just becoming clutter that's standing in the way of true connection, or we're placing in unnecessary burden on our children to want to keep all of these items because they're special to us because we created this special, wonderful childhood for them. But that's not fair to do to them either. And that can make both us and them feel stressed and resentful. And this saying has been super helpful to me. And it's really been my guiding philosophy as I've thought about how much to keep. If everything is special, then nothing is special. If we tell ourselves that every single item from our childhood or that was given to us from family is special, and we fill our house with all these special things, then all of a sudden they all lose their meaning. They become clutter, they weigh us down, and then nothing is special. Whereas when we contrast that to keeping on to holding on to one or two very special things from our childhood or from the people we love, those items truly do become so meaningful and special. And we can put them out on display and we can enjoy them often. So I am giving you permission to trust yourself to know what is actually special and what isn't. And you know, I love examples. I find them very helpful. So for my kids' childhood, they're still children when they were younger, anything with a handprint, I loved to keep, right? When they would dip their hands in paint and put it on a piece of construction paper, because I could see their actual hand and the size of them in a moment that I'll never get back. So I didn't keep every single piece of artwork and certainly didn't keep the little scribbles that were nothing. But for me, a handprint always felt meaningful. Or special notes. I have so many of the notes that my children have written to me, because to me, those are the special things. No surprise, right? I started out by saying I have the first card my husband gave me. I keep the notes when I get flowers, right? Notes are the things that are special to me. What is really special to you? Now, for the person that asked about items from parents and grandparents, I know that it is particularly hard when people close to us have passed on and we have their items. So ask yourself, what is truly special? What will you use or wear or display? What might you want to pass on from that person to your own children? I don't want you to trade one form of clutter for another, but you can always take pictures of items that you are parting with if that helps you. I don't want you to then have thousands of photos that become digital clutter, but it can be helpful for us to take a picture of an item that we are getting rid of. And remind yourself this, if something that you have is sitting in a box in your basement, which may or may not be damp and moldy, is it really worth keeping? Is it worth keeping these things that are in boxes or in totes in your basement? It might be, but the reality is there are probably many, many items you can get rid of. You can pull out the special things. You can put them on display. You can use them. You can wear them. And you can keep a small box worth of things that truly are special, and you can get rid of the rest. And if this feels hard, you're doing it right. This is the hardest part. Sentimental clutter is the hardest thing to part with, but I know that you can do it. And I know that you will feel so much lighter afterwards. So our big takeaways from today's episode are that sentimental clutter truly is the hardest to part with for emotional reasons and for some of us for actual physical reasons. But remember that the memory lives in you, not in the item. Remember that if everything is special, nothing is special. You are the boss. You are in control, and you get to decide because you deserve to live a life of freedom, not being weighed down. And one of my dreams in life is to be able to one day in the not too distant future, move back to a city, downsize to an apartment, be able to pick up and move anywhere I want. And so as I think about that, that becomes another guiding principle of what I'm going to keep. If eventually I'm living in a two-bedroom apartment, hopefully with some good closets, but not a ton of storage space, what am I actually bringing with me? What am I actually going to keep? And that helps me in those moments of deciding what should stay and what should go. I know this is hard, friend, but I know that you absolutely can do it because you deserve to live an organized life. Have an amazing day. Thank you so much for listening. If you are loving the show, it would mean the world to me if you would take 30 seconds and subscribe to the podcast. It's super easy. Just go to the upper right corner, wherever you listen to your podcasts, and click the subscribe button or tap the plus button. You're amazing.